This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I did say that we're going to be having quite an interesting interview right here today. We have Umelusi Mlambo, a.k.a. Mlambo Lambo, here, who is the host of Umlazi Broadcast. And Umlazi Broadcast is a podcast that deals with actually documenting everything that has to do with Umlazi, interviewing people that are actually representing Umlazi well. And we're going to be talking to Yenage Umlambo Lambo right now. Nazoga, so one of it.
Nyanjaputi.
Sapilanjan with.
Askona Sajabula cool.
Nazog, number one. Welcome to MET Radio. I'm really intrigued by the work that you are doing. Kambe, if you could tell us more about Umlazi Broadcast in Jevetu a bit more, because Mnangwelangatin Jepunalapa.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here. Funubiela, Bogabafunabalalel and Parat, if Ukunalel. So, Umlazi Broadcast basically it talks about the culture and the history of Umland. And what is happening currently. So basically Umlazi is the biggest township in South Africa as a whole. I argue so we're the biggest township in South Africa.
Sure.
And there's a lot of contribution Umlazi also in Zile. You know, there are things like when you talk about entrepreneurship, you know, we've been leading.
Yeah.
You know, even Gekadze apartheid Umlazi has been living, FP has been leading. Yabo. But then kwahamba kwatholakala Umlazi ngathi akwenza lutho. Yabo. And so far, no, actually Umlazi kuyenzeka kuningi okwenzakalayo. It's just that abantu bakhona ayikho low awareness. You know, so that's why the hashtag is excited about Umlazi Township, because I'm trying to bring back that excitement.
Yeah.
A corner, you know. Because if I can tell you, the first baker was in Umlazi Township, the first cinema was in Umlazi Township, the first hotel was in Umlazi Township, and all these things 100% black owned. You understand?
Yeah.
No government funding.
Sure.
You know, talk about music. Song of the year. Get big nuts. You
sure,
understand?
Sure.
So, baninga abanye futhi ngabazi, and what is business? What is everything? It, like in any like if ka umfundo la ekhaya ubobumbele, he did app job X.
Yeah.
The problem last.
Yeah.
So, baninga abanye nami ngabazi, engibazi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi. Oh, this guy is from Umlazi. You understand? So, that's why even nama ngosuthu na futhi like we creating engineers. We are the township. We creating people, we changing lives. You know, so it's in the college also. So we're township contributors in South Africa. And it's just our narrative is not controlled. So kahle Umlazi Broadcast trying to control the narrative as Umlazi.
That is actually very beautiful. Now, personal question, because you grew up in Umlazi, I would assume.
Yeah.
Have you always known that you were gonna do this, or you were gonna be here one day? Like, what led up to you opening this platform, you personally?
It's a bit of life, you know. Life is a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
you understand. You grow up thinking something. I'm going to study agriculture. I'm going to study. I'm actually a student. I'm going to study.
Sure.
Never would have thought to go to. I will do Umlazi Broadcast, but I've always had a passion for music.
Yeah.
Songwriting. Then from songwriting, being artist, I go behind the scenes. Then behind the scenes, I'm like, no. Actually, what we need our own voice. You understand? Because now we can't go sound the singer. You understand?
Sure.
We come from a bigger township, but a snap platform.
Yeah.
You understand? Play coffee. Won a Grammy. Who is different than other Grammys, but he can't go back to his township and talk to his people, you understand?
Yeah,
sure. So I'm like, damn, no, let me make a platform, it's okay. Let's have our own thing, let's have our own voice, okay. Like if guys are doing well, they know they have got a home. It's like here among us, you know. I'm here because finally we do have a radio station, the service among us, because like we need something like that. You know, Nasim is fun and dialogue. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's okay. If I've done well, I know to have a place where I'm gonna go, and also to influence the next generations. No, guys, as in, let's take to the next level. Yeah, well, sure. It's like you understand, like our society when Umam Picha passed, there was so may his rest in peace, because it's a guy like that. Oh, as a world of us, because it's a lot of pressure. We'll be celebrating, nan, but we need a home.
Now, you also interview people, obviously.
Yes.
So what kind of people do you actually interview? Because I saw you also mentioned Guti, there are people who are ambassadors of Umlazi. How do you describe an ambassador of the Umlazi township in your view, or in the view of Umlazi Broadcast?
Yeah, but in my view, there are no specifics, but if there's someone who's doing well in their careers, or if there's someone who's from Umlazi who's doing well, you know, or excel, you get what I'm saying? So, for example, the late Senzo Meyiwa, you know, like a guy like him, he has leadership, he's okay, he's not going to be able to do it. But he's not going to be able to do it. who's a champion, who be star and everything, because Con would have like Clampe was a little but you never made it, but to leadership, you understand the impacts of our alliance, Abacon. So it's someone like that, if it's not represented the Jetanship or office, we are pumped. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've never put to Muzawazi or you know, that's the ambassador from Laz, on our point of view.
Now, so number one, now you also have a Friends of Umlazi edition on your podcast. Now, how would you describe Friends of Umlazi and their contribution to the broadcast?
Okay, hey, like I saw it's okay, like because I've been in the behind the scenes and everything. So now much difference from interview. Much I go and I was Umlazi. I'm like, no, come on, guys. I'm like, Safuna for to interview because I'm about to say no. Because when I fed to in politically, the Massians are fed to politically corner, I understand the show. That's okay, though. Like, Umlaz, like, it's made up of many Abanbase, South Africa, young Cabo, like, Umlaz, everyone is there. So I'm like, okay, Sambang, no Mutlapo was Eastern Cape. Yeah, but who might say, then there's some lads. But So it's like he's gonna be working with Drake, but it's not from Umlazi. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, if the woman in the relationship dying, guys, it's okay, what's the day? Why not bring him your joy?
Speaking of content, you said the content. What actually inspires your content? Like, what inspires your writing? What inspires your questions? You know, what inspires what makes Umlazi broadcast?
Hey, in fact, so ngatini ngumuntu othanda abantu yabo.
Sure.
And the content ngibonile ukuthi sinabantu bamnyama, for example, there's Hollywood. Yeah, Hollywood une movie called Black Panther.
Yeah.
Black Panther, that's our story. But you cannot tell our story. You understand?
Yeah.
For me, I want us as black people in general to be able to tell our own stories.
Sure.
You understand? Because our own stories are very important. Yeah. But because, like, for example, Tina, when you talk about Shazul, we're very confused about Shazul. But if you go to other cultures, they've got one story. You understand?
Yeah.
And they can tell the story very well. Yeah. The first thing we talk about to some 120 years ago, Umkhumbi, othola okhokho babo wamale ePort 15, for example, then lenda osekwe yabo, and then but the story is beautiful. Like, it's beautiful, badla ngaso, understand? And then me and you, we black, have genuine stories, but you cannot tell them.
Nice.
See the interpretation again.
Yeah. Now, I like that you've highlighted the importance of you know, documenting and archiving whatever it is that is happening in your township, you know, in Umlazi, and even inviting people from outside to see what is happening in Umlazi and all of those. I think that's very important, documenting the history and the culture of the place that you are from. Now, documenting it is one thing.
It's one thing, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to know from you, what impact do you aim to actually have with documenting the history and the culture of Umlazi? What impact do you want to have on people?
The impact is a sense of belonging. Because I feel now, I'm not sure where you're from.
Sure.
But I think if your parents know Umlazi, before when I was in Laz, I understand, okay, umfana is going to this environment. Umfana is going to abantu abakanje.
Sure.
You understand? It's just that ukuthi mfethu ngifuna ukuthi umlazi mfethu waziwe. Umlazi mfethu location li plan kakhulu nabantu abaplan and location nempathu, you understand? Like, ngizobonela mfethu, like most people abadebelethe umlazi, you find that people are coming from outside.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But they've lived a life. So I discriminate, I'm sure ngibona ukuthi abantu come ngaphansi. Ah, look, come just come in and chill with the people. So mina mfethu into engifuna ukuyenza mfethu ukuthi kwazi ke mfethu umlazi into right yabo, and basically to just show true colors of umlazi.
Sure.
Because I think umlazi mfethu is different. Yeah. As I've an example, but example, I get productive.
No, no, no. Yeah.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, but to, just in a question, because someone who's listening might say, but Umlazi has a high crime rate, high drug use, you know, high, you know, unemployment rate as well. Like, how would you respond to that person?
They're correct. You know, I'm not going to argue with that.
Sure.
You know what? That, Long is out there is what's happening, but do you know what to do with Grammy Award?
Sure.
Yeah, well, any Grammy Award to it too, are you international? The Grammy Award, diplomas there. You understand?
Yeah. Umlazi
has big nas. Big nas has been dominating Unyaga. Yeah, but has been doing. We've got Imango suit.
Sure.
Understand?
Sure.
We're creating engineers. You understand?
Yeah.
It's number colleges. You understand?
Sure.
So Umlazi has been contributing to South Africa.
Mm.
You understand? So that's nalo gona kufuneka kwazi khona nokunye futhi if it's emdazi abantu abakhanda imkhumbi.
Sure.
You understand?
Sure.
Emdazi if it's ngabantu abakreate ama app, like I've said, it's like a security app solving unemployment crisis in Spain.
Yeah,
but so now all that narrative ilento engakhulunywa.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Even Gishlinda SBF too, he grew up there. What's my figure in Kandla?
Sure.
So we've been hosting a lot of people. About as an MP, but forget them, Laz.
Yeah.
You know, today they are contributing.
Sure.
Then they've changed life.
Sure.
And Mlaz contributing to people in Zabo.
Yeah.
You understand?
Definitely. That is amazing, bro. That is amazing. Thank you so much for actually coming through here. Now, so Tola Pumlazi broadcast, if I want to listen, Klampe, is it live on YouTube or is it on the podcast channels? How do I get it? How do I listen or how do I watch?
Okay, so you can go to YouTube at Umlazi broadcast, and also you can go to TikTok, you can make clip on Umlazi broadcast, and then give us a good kona go come social networking. If it's Umlazi broadcast, that's where you find out. Umlazi broadcast, we're there.
Okay, number one. Thank you so much, bro, for actually, you know, coming through and actually sharing the importance of documenting the place that you are living in. I think it's very important. All the best moving forward. Hopefully, audience, yeah, cooler, because that's what we want. We
yeah,
want
definitely.
People to see the culture. We want people to see the history and understand, Uguti, what is happening actually in Umlazi. So thank you so much for coming through.
Yeah,
this is an MUT Radio podcast.